Hi, my name is Steve. I live on Kate Road, right in front of the substation. When we moved here, it was small, and it was tucked behind a berm, and we really couldn't see it. Then they brought in the new substation and doubled its size. In doing that, they've also, I guess, brought an element of crime, which I'm not sure that a lot of people have known about. The last estimates I heard was $100,000 worth of material was stolen out of there. And it became such an issue that it's now monitored 24 hours a day by video cameras. So Big Brother is in the woods. To make those video cameras work, they have to have lights. I've brought the issue to the town many times. It's like living next to Fenway Park. Without joking, I can literally make shadow puppets on my wall at night. It is that bright. When I first brought up the issue about the lights, I don't think anybody just wanted to say what was going on back there with the issue with the thefts. I was told it was Homeland Security because the substation was getting larger. Now it was a possible Homeland Security threat, so it was going to be lit all the time. I just don't see the point in drawing attention to it and making it even larger. With that, the workers that were coming in to work on the substation all had main plates. I didn't see any. There are some New Hampshire plates, but the majority of the plates going past the house were main. Just so when people say, oh, it's going to bring jobs and stuff, it may, but not from Deerfield or possibly even New Hampshire. So the element of crime also, there was one house for sale coming up the road on the right-hand side that had been broken into, I'm just going to guess, at three times, and that's a low estimate, stolen for the copper and whatever else. There are just going to be a lot of people coming into town, and with that, it could bring an element of possible crime or problems. I'm sorry that I heard about your issue with selling your house because it's too small. We just moved here, and it's just the right size. We don't want to move, but we may have to. We are literally right in front of the substation, and we had our house appraised. We're still waiting for the numbers to come back. It's been 3 weeks. They probably don't want to call us with the numbers. With that being said, with your life on hold, I feel the same way. We came to Deerfield from Manchester to grow. It was nice and quiet out there. The only reason you go down Coffeetown Road is to lose the alignment on your car. And that's what we liked about it. So now I'm afraid of investing any more into my home because it's not going to be worth anything. Or at least it'll be worth it to us, but not to anybody else. So those are the only things I wanted to just get out to the community that just go by and take a look at the substation. Hopefully the lights won't be on, because when they are, I call the town administrator and she helps me out with getting them shut off. But why do you leave the lights on if there's nobody home? We're supposed to be saving electricity and this place is lit up so you can see it from space. But go down and take a look at it. It's gotten big to the point where it's just about over the tree line as it is now, with the spires and stuff that are up there. So that's just the small thing to take a look at as to what's to come in the future, I think. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your comments. That was interesting, and didn't really hear a question there, but you would think public service would understand about motion detectors and daylight harvesting of light and, you know, just the basic concepts that any office manager would know about.
They have been responsive. They do shut the lights off in a timely manner, but it's been everything from Homeland Security to we just left the lights on to we have to work at night. And it's, you know, it's a residential neighborhood. Why are you working at night in the woods? You know, why can't it get done during the day? It's just an impact. The light wash is incredible out there with the stars, and it just washes it out like it's a city skyline. It's just... It's just, it's what's coming. I don't know how tall structures have to be before they get their own beacon of light on the top, but if they're going over your property and they don't want the small planes coming down on them, there may be a light on top.